We are now beginning the fifth parak of Masechtas Be'ah, parak Mashilin. This is on Daf Lamed Hei, the Mishnah. We are permitted to lower Paris from a roof through a skylight on Yontif. The case is speaking where these Paris are drying on the roof, and a person is afraid of rain, so he may come to lose money if the rain comes on the Paris. But a person is not allowed to do this on Shabbos. If there's food or wine in the house, and there's a leak in the roof, and you're afraid that the water leaking in is going to ruin the Paris, then you're allowed to cover up this food on Yontif. The Rush adds, you can even do this on Shabbos. If there's a leak in the roof, then you're allowed to put a kli under it in order to catch the water on Yontif and on Shabbos, since it's not considered a tircha yisera. And the Gemara says a nazir is not allowed to shampoo with clay, since hairs will come out. Daf Lamed Vav. How many fruits can a person lower? The Gemara says teiku. The Gemara says one can transfer food from a storehouse for guests up to 4 or 5 cases, but he's not allowed to empty out the entire storehouse because we're of a chash of meshavia gumais, which is part of the malacha of baina. We're afraid once he clears it out, he will now create little furrows in the ground as he cleans out this storehouse. The Gemara says we're not allowed to transport fruits from one roof to another on Yontif in order to bring it to another roof to take it down through the skylight, even if the roofs are equal in height. The Gemara asks, how about lifting Paris or using a ladder to get to Paris? And the Gemara says, teiku. Ula said that one isn't allowed to cover Paris for rain protection, but one can also cover bricks to protect them from the rain. This is allowed even though bricks are normally muktzah on Yontif. And in fact, this is how we paskan. Rabbi Yitzchak says, he can only cover fruits which are fit for use on Shabbos or Yontif, but not anything which is muktzah. As Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein keli nitel, el ledover hanitel b'shabbos. One can only move a non-muktzah vessel to service another non-muktzah item, not to service a muktzah item. The Gemara brings raya against Rabbi Yitzchak from parsin machatzelas al gabi levanim, that a person is allowed to sit on them even though they're not muktzah, and from al gabi avanim, that a person is allowed to sit on them for the purpose of avanim mikuzolais, which a person is allowed to take special stones for the purpose of a beis hakiseh, even though they are technically muktzah, but for the purpose of kavod abrius for a beis hakiseh, then they're mutter. The Gemara says Reb Shimon holds, dover she'enem eskaven is mutter. If a person does something with the intention of not doing a malacha, for example, moving a chair, and in this maisa he actually does a malacha, he creates furrows in the ground, which is baina, this is mutter. According to Reb Yehuda, it's aser. So to cover up a beehive in order to protect it from rains, according to Reb Shimon, it could be mutter, since he wasn't intending to do the malacha of tzeda, of trapping. But even according to Reb Shimon, how is this going to be mutter? We know that even though Reb Shimon says, dover she'enem eskaven is mutter, so therefore, technically, by covering the beehive here to protect it from the rain is a dover she'enem eskaven, but even Reb Shimon would be made if it's a psik resha, it's aser. Here, by covering this up in order to protect it from the rain, the bees, you're trapping the bees, and this is tzeda. And we know that he holds a psik resha, which is the cloud psikresha v'loyomus. If you cut off the head of a chicken, of course it's going to die. In that type of a case where the malacha is surely going to take place, you can't say it's just a dover she'enem eskaven, and therefore even according to Reb Shimon it would be aser. So the Gemara answer is the cover that was used here to cover the bees, not really trapping the bees, because it has some holes in the side, so technically if they needed to, they would be able to get out. The Gemara says according to Shmuel, one can move a graf shel rei, an excrement pot, on Shabbos, since it's considered mius. And the same rule with a dead mouse, which you're not allowed to create a graf shel rei l'chatchila. The Mishnah. All things which are shvusim, which are isurim derabbanan, are asur on Yontif, just like they are on Shabbos. Even mitzvahs. For example, shvusim, a person is not allowed to climb a tree, ride an animal, go swimming, or clap or dance. Dvarim harishus, a person is not allowed to judge dinei Torah or get married. And dvar mitzvahs, a person is not allowed to make hektish, cherem, or take trumas and maisers. And the Gemara says, Ein ben Yontif l'Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Ein ben Yontif l'Shabbos, elo oichel nefesh bilvad, this famous klal. And the Gemara goes to explain all of these things from the Mishnah. A tree is usser, due to the gzera shema yala v'yitlash. An animal is usser, because of gzera shema yetze chutz l'tchum, or gzera yachtech gzmeira. We're afraid that a person may come to pull down a branch. Swimming is usser, because a person may come to make a swimming vessel. Clapping is usser, shema yisakin klishir. The rishus items that we mentioned, the items of judging the Din Torah, marriage, etc., are also because of Shema Yichtayv, we're afraid a person may come to write, and the mitzvah items, making Hekdesh Cherem, or taking Shumas and Maisers, are also Gzera Mishum Chshash Mekach Umemka. Daflam and Zion. We see the Mishnah that we can save fruits on Yontif from rain. So what do we see? We see that even if it's not for the purpose of Achila, but it's just for Hefsid, it's Mutar on Yontif. So the rule that we had before, which we said, Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos Al Eichel Nefesh Bilvad, is not just for Eichel Nefesh, it's more than for Eichel Nefesh, because even if it's a Hefsid, it's Mutar to save it on Yontif. So the Gemara answers, there's a Machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. If you can save something due to Hefsid, Rabbi Eliezer says no. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's okay, as we see Lagabi Harama by Isai V'Espinai. Also, we could answer that one Mishnah maybe follows Beis Hillel, and one Mishnah follows Beis Shammai. And as we know from the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis, Beis Hillel holds, Yitech Shehud Shalitzarech, Hutranami Shalitzarech. As we are now going to begin discussing the halachas regarding Tchum, this would be a good spot to briefly review the key differences in halacha between Shabbos and Yontif. Some of the halachas I will quote come directly from the Sefer Piske Hilchos Yontif, written by Rabbi Ephraim Pador. We know from the pasuk in Shmais Perek Yud Beis pasuk Tazayin, Acha Sheyei Ochel L'Chol Nefesh Hu Levada Yiyasa Lachem. From this pasuk, the Chazal have determined that unlike Shabbos, on Yontif, not all the 39 malachas are prohibited. The general rule is that most malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos are prohibited on Yom Tov as well. However, the Torah singled out a particular area that encompasses numerous malachas which may be done on Yom Tov. This area is called Eichel Nefesh, those malachas that are involved in the preparation of food. However, it is important to note that this pasuk, the Chazal, determined that only certain malachas are mutar on Yom Tov in the course of food preparation. Other halachas, however, are usur. The exact klal that determines the boundaries of when Eichel Nefesh is mutter and when it is usur on Yom Tov is a machlokes rishonim. According to Tosfos, which is brought down from the Yerushalmi, if it is part of the preparation that is before Velisha, before the kneading, then it is usur. But if it is after Velisha, i.e. Milisha v'elech, then it is mutter. According to Rashi, the determinant of heter is tully on if it could or could have not been done before Yom Tov. If it was feasible to do before Yom Tov, in other words, Efshar la soisei meir of Yom Tov, then you are not allowed to do it before Yom Tov, since you should have been more zariz to do it before Yom Tov. If, however, it wasn't possible to do before Yom Tov, then it is okay to do on Yom Tov. The general halacha regarding preparing food on Yom Tov is the following. Foods that can be prepared before Yom Tov without losing any of their original taste should not be left for Yom Tov. Rather, they should be prepared before Yom Tov, as we see in Siman Tov Tzadik Hei, Sif Aleph. However, this halacha does not apply to cooking and baking, since it's inevitable that some of the original fresh taste will be lost by cooking or baking the food before Yom Tov. Even today, when the original freshness can be retained by keeping the cooked food in the refrigerator, the fact that the food was cooked before Yom Tov, even though they were reheated again on Yom Tov, means that they do not have the same fresh taste as food that are cooked or baked ramamish prior to the meal. One may cook or bake on Yom Tov only the quantities that are needed for that day. However, one is not required to calculate exactly how much food will be needed for that day. Rather, one should cook in a plentiful manner, a large enough quantity to facilitate everyone eating a lot, and then a little bit more they can add on also. Regarding washing dishes, although on Shabbos one cannot cook up hot water for washing purposes, on Yom Tov it is mutter as long as the cleansed kelim are needed for that particular day. We know that on Shabbos it is usur to carry items from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRavim, or vice versa, or in fact to carry Dalet Amos Rishus HaRavim. However, on Yom Tov it is mutter to carry food. In fact, because of the halacha of Mitaych, we are allowed to carry anything L'tzarech Yom Tov. As we learnt in the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, according to Beis Hillel, carrying a baby, a lulav, a sefer Torah, or anything for that matter, as long as it's litzarech, is mutar on Yom Tov, since we say mitoich shehutzu litzarech achila, hutranami shele litzarech achila. It's important to note that one may not carry more than is needed, however, for that day, as we see in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph in the Rama. However, one is not obligated to calculate exactly what amount will be needed for that day. Rather, one should carry as much as he thinks might be needed. A pack of cigarettes may be carried outside, even though one will not need the entire pack, providing one will need at least one or more of the cigarettes for that day. And we see this from Chalos and Shubas Igris Maisha, or Achayim Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Gimel. If one is not sure if the item will be needed that day, the general rule is that if there's a possibility one might need the article, possibility something reasonable, then it may be carried out on Yontif. For example, one may carry a raincoat outside on a cloudy day. One may carry a change of clothes for a baby. One may carry a sweater or overcoat on a day that the weather is possibly changeable. However, if the possibility is not reasonable, then the article should not be carried. For example, one may not carry a raincoat on a sunny day, and one may not carry a sweater on a warm day. Finally, regarding taking medicines, there is a major difference between the first day of Yontif and the second day regarding taking medicines. On the first day of Yontif, taking medicines is prohibited as on Shabbos. However, on the second day of Yontif, it is permissible to take all kinds of medicines even if one is not completely sick or bedridden. Rather, one is just suffering from minor aches and pains or a common cold, as we see in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tof Tzadik Vov, Sif Beis in the Mechaber. This halacha, of course, does not apply to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, as we learned earlier here in the Masechta, that that's considered like the first day of Yontif. Therefore, regarding Yontif, on the second day of Yontif, vitamins, painkillers, etc., can be taken on the second day of Yontif in the normal manner. Of course, using medicines with cream or gel, something that you would put on, is of course usher on the second day of Yontif, just like the first day of Yontif, because we're afraid of the isser of smearing or putting something on, which is a major isser daraisa. Naturally, when you're dealing with medicines on Shabbos or Yontif, it's important to ask a shaila. Any person who has a special circumstance. Moving back to our Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah, we know that on Shabbos there's an isser derabanan to go outside of the Tchum, more than 2,000 amas past the city. If he puts down an Erev Tchumen, he could extend the 2,000 amas. But this new Erev establishes his new center point, Makom Shvisa, location. And the Mishnah says, the animal or kelim of a person has the same Makom Tchum location as its owner. If someone borrows a kli before Yontif, it has the tchum of the borrower. If he borrows it on Yontif, then it has tchum of the owner. Because basically these halachas are saying that we go by where it was and who it belonged to at the time of the Shkia. The Gemara says if two people borrowed a beged to be used by both of them on that particular Shabbos or Yontif, it follows the chumras of both of their tchumen. And the Gemara says if two people buy a barrel or an animal b'shutfis before Shabbos, then we ask, whose tchum do we use after we divvy it up on Shabbos? And the Gemara answers, it's totally in the shaila of yesh brera or ein brera. If you say yesh brera, then it's huvra davar lamafreya, which portion was his, and we'd only look after that one person's tchum, not both persons' tchum. If you say ein brera, however, you'd have to look at the situation when Shabbos began. So you'd have to take both tchumen into account, lahachmer. Rav says that it would be mutter. The wine, in the case of the wine, that would be mutter, but behema would be aser, i.e., it cannot go out where both partners cannot go. We say yesh brera, but behema were machmeran, since one half of the behema got nourishment from the other. Shmuel says both cases are aser, since we hold ein brera. The Gemara says if a person dies in a house, all windows and doors of that house are tame, because we say soif tuma lotzeis. So we don't know which one is going to go out, therefore they all become tummy. Mashenkin, if a person had in mind to take the body out of one particular specific door, then only that one door is tummy, because the other ones are not safe to malatzes. Beis Shammai says, this kula is only good if he chose the door before the person died. Beis Hillel says, even if he chose it afterwards. Ayoy, according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, learnt, Ein Adam Masna al Shtei Dvaram Kiechad. A person cannot make a condition concerning two things at once. The Tanna Kamma holds, by Erev Tchumen, if a person isn't sure which Rebbe's shir he wants to hear, he can place two Eruvim, Bitsanai, on two sides of the city. And on Shabbos, he can choose which one he wants to go hear, because we say Yesh Brera. Rabbi Yehuda says, he cannot do this, since we hold Ein Brera. Naflamet Ches. Rabbi Ishia holds Yesh Brera, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Brera, by the wine partnership case. Or we ask, maybe vice versa. The Maskan of the Gemara is that by Adinda Raisa, all hold Ein Brera. But by Adinda Rabbanan, for example, like Tchum, according to Rabbi Ishia, we say Yesh Brera. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we say Ein Brera. Marzutra learned the halacha is like Rabbi Ishia. When Rabbi Abba went up to Eretz Yisrael, he prayed to Hashem that he should say something that would be acceptable by the Chachmei Yisrael. And we say that if one kav of food of a person falls into 10 kaven of his friend's food, it is not batel, and the friend must give him back a kav of food. Rabbi Shia said, Min b'she'ena minay is batel, according to everyone. Min b'minay is a machlekes, Rabbi Huda, and the Rabbanan. The Gemara says a person can sell a pound of wheat, even if it has some pebbles in it. He said that it's a pound. Since it's completely normal to have a few pebbles, even though the pebbles may constitute a percentage of one of the ounces of the pound, it's still mutter to sell a pound of it. Basar nevela is batel if it mixes with basar shchuta. Basheinkein basar shchuta, which is mixed with basar nevela, is not batel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says items which are hefker have a tchum wherever they end up being found, even though they have no owner, but wherever they're found, that becomes their tchum. The point where you have now 2,000 amas to carry them from that point. Spices are not batel to the rest of the ketzira. And we say, the Gemara says, Dabar she'esh le'matirin afilu bi'elef le'batel. So if a woman borrows some ingredients like water and salt for her bread, both people's tchum play a role in how far the bread can be carried. Taklamates. Rabbi Yehuda says water and salt become batel in dough, but not batel in a pot since the water creates sauce. Unless, of course, the water disappears and is a very, very thick mixture, like a chalt. The Gemara says Melach Sedaimis is very fine, but Melach Astrakhanis is very thick and coarse. And Rashi mentions, the Gemara in Chulin, that says Melach Sedaimis is so thin, it is dangerous if it touches the eye. That's why we wash Maya Machrainim after a meal, to clean our hands off from this Melach Sedaimis, the Mishnah. A coal follows its owner regarding the Me'ilah and Tchum. But a flame can be carried anywhere, and you cannot make someone mechuyev on me'ilah, since it's a davar she'ein by mamish. And it also cannot make someone mechuyev for hotzah on Shabbos. The Gemara says there were five things said about coals versus flames. Number one, tchumen. Number two, me'ilah. Number three, avodah zarah. Number four, hotzah. And number five, neider hana. In all cases, we are machmir by coals, but we are mekel by flames, because a flame is a davar she'ein by mamish. And finally, the Gemara says, one who carries a flame on a splinter is chayav for hotzah on Shabbos. The Mishnah. If a person takes water out of a private bar, he can carry the water as far as the tchum of the owner. But if he takes it out of a public reservoir, he can carry it as far as the city's tchum. A traveler who takes water, he's aliyah l'regel, he's oyla l'regel, he can carry it as far as his personal tchum. The Gemara says, if Reuven draws water for Shimon, we ask, whose tchum do we go by? Reb Nachman says we go after the draw-ee's tchum, in other words, Shimon's, and Reb Sheshu says we go after the draw-er's tchum, Reuven. The machlekes is dependent on if the baris of oilei regel is like hefker. So when one person picks up something for his friend, can the second friend be kind of the money for the first one? Since it's hefker, so it's like a metziah, as we see in Perek Shnayim Oichsin and Baba Metziah Daf Yud. Reb Nachman says the bar of oilei regalim are considered shutfin, not hefker. Therefore, Reuven can be kainet for Shimon. But Reb Sheshu says the bar is considered like hefker. So Reuven is taifas lebal chayiv b'mokum shachav la'acherim. So by Reuven taking for Shimon, he is causing potential loss for other people who could have had it. Therefore, Reuven cannot be mezakeit for Shimon. The Gemara says when a person gives machzis ha-shekel, he also must add an additional small coin called a kalbein. It was like a transaction fee. However, if a father gives machzis ha-shekel for his two sons, only one kalbein is enough. In fact, only one kalbein is needed to cover for both sons. But if they inherited land from their father, depending on when they divided it, they may or may not be mechuyev in kalbein or meiser behema. Much of this is tali in the machlekes of yesh brera or ein brera. The Mishnah. If a person has peiros in one city, and the people make an eruv toward his city, they're not allowed to bring his own peiros to him. But if he made the eruv, the peiros can be carried anywhere he's able to go. But if a person is a guest by someone else's house, the Balabayas cannot give this person food to take home. like bringing a doggy bag, for example. They finished up eating, there's food left over. The Baal Bas doesn't want to be left over with all this food. So he says, here, take home some food. The person who is the guest is not allowed to take food beyond his tchum, unless the Baal Bayis had transferred ownership of these portions to the guest before Yontif. Daf Mem. If a person gave someone else fruit to watch for him, according to Rav, it follows the tchum of the watcher. According to Shmuel, it follows the tchum of the owner. The Gemara says Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi was such a great person and such a big Talmud Chacham that he used to spend so much time learning, and he was constantly involved in learning, that he was oblivious to what was going on around him. So they were chayshish that the meat in his dormitory room wasn't being washed properly, and therefore was potentially basar shenis alim min ayin. And finally, the Mishnah. We can feed or shecht animals that live in a city, but not those that run wild in the wilderness. And the Gemara says, the wild animals, the midbarius, leave the area for the season, but the local animals, the baisais, come back every night. And finally, the Gemara says, dates from a tree, which will never become ripe on a tree, so you put them in baskets. In the baskets, they eventually become ripe. The question is, what does Reb Shimon hold regarding muktzah on these? We know that Reb Shimon is makel regarding muktzah, except in two cases. We learned that he only said muktzah applies to gregreis vitzimukim, which you put on a roof to dry. Gregreis are figs. They're now put up on the roof to become dry figs. And smukim are grapes, which are put on the roof to dry out to become raisins. These are muktzah, since really, although according to Reb Shimon, everything is normally muchan, and therefore he is makel regarding muktzah, but once you put them on the roof, you're now specifically saying, I don't want them for yontif. I want them to sit on the roof for a few days so they'll dry. So now you take them from a situation of normally being muchan to not being muchan at all. Since you could have originally eaten the grapes raw as they are right now, since people normally do that, and now you designated them for the roof. So since it was a special case of dichui biyadayim, that's why they're muktzah. But in normal cases, Reb Shimon would be mekel by muktzah. Hadron Aruch Masechtas Be'a. With the remaining few minutes left on the tape, let's quickly review the key highlights of the Masechta by Daf for those who wish to memorize them. Perek Aleph, Be'a Shenolda, Daf Beis. Be'a Shenolda, Noilid, and Muchan. The Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon by muktzah. And migud is katzoy lebein hashmashus is katzoy lekul yayma. Daf Dalet. Yomtiv sheni shel golyas, the machlokes, if the second day of yomtiv is considered a sveika de yayma or kedusha achas. And the discussion of shnei yomim shel Rosh Hashanah, why we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah throughout the world. Daf Tes. Moving a ladder on yomtiv and the question of mara sa'ayin. Daf Yud Beis, mitaych shehut shel tzarech, regarding carrying on Yontif. Perek Beis. Perek Yomtif. Daf Tesvav. The halachas of Erev Tavshilin and Hayel de Miklai Be'erachem. And the halacha of Chatzilachem v'Chatzilasham legabi Yontif. Daf Tesayin. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai used to prepare all week for Shabbos. Daf Yud Zayin. One cannot cook from one day of Yontif to the next. Daf Chof Beis. If someone dies on Yontif, and the halachas of smoking on Yontif, whether they're shavu l'chol nefesh or not. The third perek, perek ein tzadin, daf chof gimel. Tzeda is asur on Yontif, because it's efshel ha'seisei ne'er of Yontif. Daf chof dal. The malacha of a guy, you have to wait, tzarech l'chakos, shir b'chdei sheyasu, before you can partake in it. Daf chof hei. Behema misukenes, and the fact that when you kill an animal, shecht an animal, you need hefshit v'nituach. Also, the Gemara explains why the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Daf Chafav, the Kedushas Bechor, Mum Kavua, Mum Oiver, and whether you're able to be Raya Mum in Biyontif. Daf Chaf Zayin, Mimtzei Cheftzacha v'daber dover, but it's also to do business on Shabbos and Yontif. Daf Chaf Ches, Uvde Dechol, we say that weighing meat on Yontif is equal to an Uvde Dechol, and they call it Ein Bein Shabbos Liyontif al Eichel Nefesh Bilvad. So that applies only to Eichel Nefesh, but not to Machshire Eichel Nefesh, and there's a Machloikas on that. Perak Dalet, Perak Hamevi, Daf Lamed. It's usher to clap and dance on Shabbos and Yontif, Mishum Shami Yisakin Kli Shir. But we say we're not enforcing that today because Mutav Sheyu Shaygigin Yal Yiyu Mezidin. The halachas of Muktza Machmas Chesar and Kis, that even according to Reb Shimon it's usher. And Boine V'Soyser, Lagabi, the walls of a sukkah. Daf Lamed Beis. Kol HaMerachem Al HaBriyos, B'yadua Shehu Mizarei Shlav Ramavino. and kolam mitzapa al shulchan acherim, oylam chayshach badai. Daflam and gimel. Kindling a flame on Yontif is only mutter from an existing flame, but you cannot create a new one. Daflam and zayin besamim about tzay Yontif, the machlekes taisvis and rashbam. And the prerequisites for something becoming tevel, that it needs processing, and raw panei havayis. And finally, perek kei, perek mashilin, daflam and vav, lefi Reb Shimon, dover she'enem iskaven, is mutter. And the fact that shvusim derabanan are also utter asur on Yontif, for example, climbing a tree, or marrying someone, daflam et zayin, tchum Shabbos, and whether we say yesh brera or ein brera, what if a person dies in a house, the halachas of seif tum alatzes, and daflam et tes, the fact that if a person carries out a flame, he's not chayev, because a flame is considered a dover, she'ein by mamish.